What do you, Carl, are you, would you like to be American?
No, not at all.
Really?
Got me nerves. When I was in,
get on me nerves!
When, being a American. Whole nation there, reduced.
When I was in Barbados at Christmas.
Oh, name dropping.
Right, yeah. There's loads of them there, because that's...
Was that when you were doing a bit of extra sort of waiting? Because you were sort of, your girlfriend was cleaning rooms, wasn't
went
she?
Went there for Christmas, and, there's loads of them there, because that's like really close to America. That's like Blackpool is to Manchester type.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
That's the analogy a lot of Americans use.
So,
but I think they call it the tropical Blackpool.
But they were going on.
That's only all the brochures, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah. And serious now, but yeah, we're going serious. On about the September 11th thing.
Yeah.
But they call it the. Of course, this is American. Of course,
brilliant.
The 9/11.
The 9/11.
That's what they call it.
Really? Oh, that's awful. That is, so it's like people who say 24/7.
Yeah.
Well, Americans
working my
say
ass
that.
Off 24/7.
Well, Americans that say that. Well, they're allowed though.
Oh, Americans are. It's, yeah. I'm talking about an English person who might say it.
Yeah.
Fool. Yeah, no, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Do that American accent again?
Yeah, of course, the 9/11.
Yeah. Where are you from?
What?
Can we find from America, is that?
That's how they sounded in Barbados.
Sure.
Right. Sure. But
Carl, do any other impressions?
But Carl doesn't, I very much doubt that Carl likes newfangled countries like America.
Yeah.
He doesn't like London.
No, true.
So he's not gonna
Have
like-
you been to America?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Went to Florida. No, they got me, again.
Got on your nose?
Yeah. went for some food.
Yeah.
And it was the last few days, I didn't take much money with me, and we were in Florida, and we were hungry, and we went for some steak, and we had our dinner and that, and I think it's their equivalent to the Angus Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Right. And, sat down, had the steak, and that's huge, big portions. But anyway, we didn't have much money left, and we had, like, another 2 days left, so we didn't leave, we didn't have much money for a tip. Do you know over there they expect it?
Yeah, a big tip, yeah.
So, we left what we could, and I don't know what it was, it might have only been the equivalent to 60 pence.
Yeah.
But he didn't have to do that much. We didn't have loads of courses because we didn't have much money. So he brought us like the main course, and I don't know, a couple of Diet Cokes. And anyway, left them the 60p.
Yeah.
On the way out, and he comes running over. Excuse me, sir. You can have this back. Because it wasn't enough. I mean.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
What did you say?
I said, all right then. Well, I needed it. I mean, I thought it was nice to leave them something, but obviously it wasn't enough. So. Got us a couple of more.
Is it good fun with you on holiday? I mean, do you enjoy yourself?
My limbs have failed me again. They see no sense in trying. Pay is low, commendations are slim. Mercenaries, every fleshy fingertip and balmy breath sing their songs of lost love and regret that we never took part, that we never rode neat in a cavalry charge. Each consonant and vowel, it's all fiction, friends. A misentangled webs, we spin. The radio is fried. I sit here in the sewer, hiding with orphan gypsy boys. A pilot with no aeroplane, and he count who has lost his numbers and his hands. We're watching our words hang in the air like acrobats. It's all fiction, friends. A misentangled webs we spin.
The following podcast is kind of a weird one. I was walking around one morning waiting for the sun to come up because I'd been awake all night, couldn't sleep, and I just got a nice rant going. And it's ridiculous. I don't know. See, I find I have a hard time getting along with certain people because they really take things that I do or say way too much at face value. You know, I'll say something on Twitter or I'll say something on one of these podcasts and people are just like, oh my God, how could he? But I've always been very attracted toward extreme personalities. To me, I just don't think it's weird to just get real upset about something and then you're not anymore, you know? It doesn't have to be... Every word that comes out of my mouth, I don't feel like has to be my mature view on a subject. So one of my favorite things, and one of the things I get the most backlash about, is to pick holes in the myth of America. I used to really believe hard in America, and now I don't. And that is largely what this rant ended up being about. So I'm just warning you ahead of time. If you're one of those people that has this inappropriate love for America, like you just can't stand to have people talk bad about your poor little country, it hurts your tender little heart, you're going to want to turn this off. And just to avoid the inevitable emails and Twitter messages, I'm going to continue, no matter how much I make fun of America, I'm going to continue to visit and have fun there. I'm going to continue to have dozens of American friends, all of whom I really like. I'm going to keep listening to American bands, just whatever dumb childish shit you're going to feel the urge to tell me, don't bother. I have more than enough childish shit to do me. And if you do write me, I can guarantee that I'll write you back a nice letter that's very even-headed, very kind. But I want you to know, because once I go back to normal, you know, I'm back to normal. I'm a reasonable person. But I want you to know right here, the real truth, which is that I don't give a shit what you think. If you put anything above yourself, any group, any calling, any nationality, anything, then I don't give a shit what you think. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I present the Rage Spiral. Well, it's 6:30 in the morning or so. It's January, but it's not too cold. Snow hasn't really stayed around in Toronto this year. You know, I got some layers on. I should be fine. But I'm just going for a walk because I am at the end of my fucking rope, man. I have had insomnia for most of my life, and it's just fucking ridiculous. It is just living in a nightmare. It's just, I don't know why. I just can't sleep. Other people just fall asleep. It's day after day after day after day for decades on end. Just fighting with sleep. Always sleep. It's always, always, just always. And it's, you know, I just don't know what to do after a while. So you just lay there, and that's not, you know, fucking doing anything. And you get up, and you make something to eat, or you just listen to some music, or try to zen it out, and, like, try to come up with reasons why you're glad that you're not asleep, you know? Like, it is kind of nice to just 4:30 in the morning, everything's quiet, to just kind of be awake while everyone else is asleep. It's kind of nice, and it goes through these ebbs. Like, I did get up and just made some rice, and I was happy while I was doing that, but it's all just really erratic because I'm so exhausted. So my mental state will flip around, like, oh, now I'm miserable, and now I feel kind of good, and but it's just, it's like a top ready to topple. And I just hit this point where I'm just laying there, and I'm just so fucking angry. Like, what the fuck did I do to deserve this? Why is this my life? Like, my whole life has been hugely predicated on the fact that I just can't go to fucking sleep. Like, why the fuck can't I just go to sleep? I can't have a normal job. I can't have a normal life. Just everything is just always based around sleep, and there's no catching up at all. Like, there's no, like, oh, well, today I'll sleep for 13 hours and catch up. There is no catching up. There is never, ever, ever. It's always constant sleep debt. Any little thing will wake me up, and then I'm fucked, and then I can't fucking go back to bed. Today I fell asleep for like one fucking hour at 10 o'clock or so, and now here we are. So, I mean, and once it hits that point, like, once I just lose my shit, I mean, then there's nothing I can do. I just, like, there's, you can't fall asleep when you're angry. So there's just nothing to do but just figure the sun will be coming up soon, so I'll go for a walk. I'm just exhausted all the time. I'm never rested. But I really don't know what to do about it. People could say, like, oh, go see a sleep doctor. I really don't believe in doctors at all. I mean, unless there's something extremely cut and dried, extremely clear. Your appendix is going to burst. We'll take out your appendix. This shit with my fucking bladder that, oh, go see a doctor. It did nothing. It did nothing. They have no idea what it is. No one even gives a shit. These fucking drugs that I'm on, I've just, every side effect in the book. I can't even stand up without my vision blacking out, but they don't do anything. No positive effect at all. And then what? Is there going to be another thing? Like, nothing is going to get fixed. And I've read about sleep stuff over and over. There's just, I don't see any point. There's nothing. They can study me and they could put diodes on me and figure out the exact way that I can't sleep. There's no solution. I really don't think. It's just so miserable going through. It's one big reason why I didn't want to do this bladder doctor thing. Is there's nothing worse than finding out that there's no answer, you know? At least if it's still there, in the, like, oh, well, I could maybe go check it out. Like, at least there's some kind of hope that things could change. And then you do it and nothing does change. And you just find out for sure that nothing is going to change. I never really understood sleeping pill addiction. How is that a problem? If I had super powerful medical sleeping pills, I would take them every fucking day. Who gives a shit? I just want to fucking sleep. See, I can't even... I've been meaning to do a show for a while because I got a bunch of songs I've been listening to that I'm like, oh, this would be a good song, that would be a good song, but there's just... This is obviously not the day. I'm in no fucking mood. I will say, though, the last thing, just before I left the house, that I wrote my latest angry Twitter rant about. I really am so torn about Twitter. I feel bad that I use it so often to just bash America and New York City, because all of the people I know personally in America or in New York are all good people, and they're all nice, and they're all my friends. But there's this attitude that is just fucking intolerable in New Yorkers about New York, and then in Americans about America in general. Such just fucking assholes. Just such assholes. So fucking entitled and full of themselves. And just so tied into their bullshit. I just... Being a part of a group is not okay. Identify yourself overly with something that you didn't have anything to do with is so childish. And it's just not all right. And anyone that does that and then gets offended because I'm insulting, oh, their city or their country... You're bringing that on yourself. You're the one making that happen. The America thing is just like, oh, America. Like, people have said this to me on Twitter. Like, it's the best country. It doesn't even... If you want to really achieve things in the world, you got to be in America. That... If that was ever true, it hasn't been true for, like, 50 fucking years. There's all kinds of places in the first world that are way better than America. And just the Dr. Bill stories alone, the fucking, just the weird, ignorant populace, the fucking moronic nonsense that goes on down there. If you guys weren't American, you wouldn't choose to be American, is what I'm trying to say. If you didn't grow up there and didn't have this dumb attachment to it, there's no fucking way you would choose to live there. Maybe at one point it was the place, but it ain't anymore. It's not even close. And I think you need to be aware of that. You need to shut the fuck up. Oh, we're the best. Everyone else sucks because they're not America. Fuck you. You didn't even have anything to do with it. You had nothing to do with it. It's just random that you were born there. And if fucking countries were assigned by what you have earned, none of you would be there. Some super hard-working guy in India would be there. Not you, you fucking idiots. Fucking, shut the fuck up. I fucking hate you guys. Just fuck you. And New York, man, all I got when I lived there, all I got was shit on for not liking New York. How can you not like New York? It's the greatest city. I'm just constantly having to defend the fact that I didn't, that the place was just eating me the fuck alive. And there's this list, you can look it up. The most livable cities in the world. The Economist, I think, does it. Top cities, Melbourne, Australia. Somewhere, Vienna, I think, in Austria. It's number two. Then Vancouver, then Toronto, then Calgary. Three Canadian cities. Bing, boom, bam! And Vancouver and Toronto are the two cities that I've lived in. The two big ones in Canada. They're top 10. Now I know there's no way for you fucking American jerk-offs to understand what that means. But that's real good. That's what you think you are. That's what you say you are. But you really can't understand it because you're not even close. Pittsburgh is number 29. I don't think I've ever been to Pittsburgh. But I'm sure it's not that fucking great. And that's the top of the fucking list at 29. New York is number 56. There it is in black and white. That means it is shit. It's garbage. And it makes it make so much sense because the only people talking about how great New York is are New Yorkers or other Americans. So obviously the New Yorkers are just stuck in a shithole and they've adapted so they can't see anything clearly anymore. And the rest of America doesn't even have anything to gauge against. They don't know what a nice place to live is because you don't have one. You're barely in the top 20 with Pittsburgh. What is that, a joke? Like, fuck you guys. Just fuck you. I just have no fucking tolerance anymore for your just braggy bullshit. Like, you think you're so fucking great. When, again, it's not complicated. It's so simple. All I can do is say it over and over, but you didn't have anything to do with it. And even if you did, it fucking sucks. So shut the fuck up. This is why the whole fucking world hates you, you pieces of shit. It's not complicated. Oh, what did we ever do? Who's in a war right now? Who's been in a war for like 8 years? Is there any other country in the first world that is in a war? Like, what the fuck is the matter with you? But yeah, that killed me with the fucking number 56. I was right. I was so crazily right. Like, it's not even close. It's not like, oh, you know, just edging out the competition. Like, Vancouver's number 3, but New York's number 6. New York is number 56. It's garbage. And everyone knows it. It's not like I was... so frustrating, you know? Like, I had such a hard time in that stupid fucking city. And all I needed was for people to... just help me out a little, man. The only person who did, of the people that were like what I would consider New Yorkers, was Brother Love. He was the only one that isn't so tied into his own fucking nonsense, which is ironic in a way, because he's the guy, you know, that you think, oh, he's the character. He's the dude that Brother Love, you know? But when it gets right down to it, he was so much more grounded. Jesus. And I mean, then there's, you know, like, Newsy and Relic and all them were fine because they're not New Yorkers. They're from other places, Ohio and Virginia. I was talking to a guy on Twitter about that, but this thing New Yorkers do where they're just like convinced that everyone would live there if only they weren't ignorant. You know, like the only reason people from the Midwest or anywhere else in America don't move to New York is because they don't understand or they're not smart enough or something. But the exact opposite is true. There's like 20 million people in New York. So there's like 330 million other people in America that chose not to go to New York. New York loses overwhelmingly. It's just like, again, it's not even like... I just cannot believe how much they made me have to debate this and how much they made me have to defend it. And to this day, it still comes up. Oh, how can you not love New York? And man, just looking at those numbers, it was crazy. It's like I couldn't be more right. My side couldn't have more evidence. It's like I fucking smashed the fucking volleyball so hard that it passed through their bodies. Just like when they tried to return the serve, boom! They just blow up into an explosion of bones and guts. Yeah, there's a surprising number of people out this time of the morning. I don't care for it. And the sun still isn't coming up. God damn it. What fucking song can I play now? Jesus, I think I kind of painted myself into a corner here. Feel better though. What is up too with America and its friggin' war? I mean, there's no draft, right? It's been going on and on and on and on. Just stop showing up. For God's sake. You really don't have anyone else to blame at this point. No one's making you do it, and if you were conscripted into the army, your time has been up a couple times by now. So just fucking come on, man. But you know, just like to illustrate the point a little bit, why I just intolerant to these American fuckfaces is I never felt that way about Canada. Never. I didn't give a shit about Canada because no reasonable, sensible person would feel that kind of attachment to the place that they grew up in. I didn't care about Canada at all. It's just a place. Just the place where I was. Didn't mean anything. If anything, I leaned toward America because, like, Ayn Rand books and stuff, I swallowed the propaganda to an extent. Ah, America, land of the free. Only country built on the notion of the pursuit of happiness and liberty for all, and you have a slave owner on your $1 bill. Fuck you. It couldn't be more of a lie. It's just like, what the fuck? So now that I've been away and I've come back, I appreciate Canada a lot more now. I see that it is better, but that was not just something I automatically decided was going to be my stance just because I'm fucking Canadian. If Canada sucked, as I thought it did, I would be more than happy to tell you Canada sucked. But of the two, we are so much better, it's just, it's ridiculous. I mean, we're little. I don't even think there's 40 million people in Canada. We're like a tiny tribe compared to the United States. I'm pretty sure the tri-state area has more people in it than our whole country. So it only makes sense that we would have our shit together more. We're a lot more streamlined. We're a lot more elite. We just are. We're the elite ones, you fucking idiots. We are the ones. We have a whole enormous country with no people in it. We have the exact same culture as America. We have all the stuff America has, we have all the riches America has, except we're nice and polite and we haven't ruined everything, and we change when time comes to change. We have the metric system, we have Celsius, we have dollar coins. Oh, well, you guys didn't fight the Queen. What are you, fucking stupid? That was, first off, long before your grandfather was even born. Again, you had nothing to do with it, and it was nonsense. It's just America through and through. There is no need for that. Everything leveled out just fine in the end. We didn't have to kill a bunch of fucking people. But if you really want to hang on to that, yeah, all right, we got the Queen on our money. If that makes you happy to have a $20,000 hospital bill, then have at it, you fucking grease-eaten, big, fat, fucking stupid idiots. Again, this is weird because, like, I've never met an American person that I actually dislike. I have a lot of friends that are American. But just as a group, as a tribe, as just the national nonsense that comes out of that fucking scum hole is ridiculous. Here's a good song for America. We'll play Invaders Must Die. The Prodigy put out this live album, and there's this really cool part where they got this song Omen, they play near the start, and then they reprise it a little bit. It's like, oh, that's weird, playing Omen again, all right. And then it breaks into Invaders Must Die, and it's super cool. So, if any American people are listening to this and are offended, I'm gonna say I'm sorry because I'm Canadian. That's what we do. But also, get the fuck over it. Fuck you. You're not American. That's nothing. That doesn't mean anything. You're whoever you are, and you just happen to grow up there. And you have no right. You have no fucking right to be the whiny fucking bitches that you are. The top of the heap, the richest, most privileged people that have ever existed on this earth. Maybe in all of reality. Who the fuck knows? And yet it's not enough. You still like, oh, we got this economy thing, and oh man. Not only do you have everything, you want more, because now you want people to feel sorry for you. Do you realize how fucking perverse that is? That is fucking sickening. Fuck you.